Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Dallas Blues from the Casaloma Orchestra, recorded way back in 1934. That was written by Hart Wand. They start off this morning's show. Well, the Casaloma Orchestra was kind of an interesting development in those days. They formed a cooperative. They were a bunch of very fine musicians from some of the old Dixieland bands, and they formed a cooperative in the early 1930s. Glenn Gray, I think he was a tenor sax player, was the leader of the cooperative. They did a lot of work with, I believe, Hoagie Carmichael, who was writing and playing at the time. Very fine orchestra, and that's a fun tune, Dallas Blues. Well, we're going to stay in the 1930s for our next number, and this is from a band that not many people will have heard of, because I certainly haven't heard of it before, but I guess he was around in the 1930s. Frank Freiba and his swing band. He was recording for the Brunswick labels. He had in his lineup a young man who is a very fine trumpeter, Bunny Berrigan, and that's what we'll hear this morning. The song that we'll hear was actually written by Frank Freiba, so he was also a songwriter, and also Jack Palmer helped writing the song, a fine partnership there. The song is called It All Begins and Ends With You. And we'll hear the trumpet, as I mentioned, of Bunny Berrigan. And Midge Williams brings us the words. Then we'll go forward almost 20 years to 1955 to one of a very fine baritone crooner who'd been around since the early 40s, Dick Hames. He started out, I believe, sang fairly early on with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, then the Harry James Orchestra. Then he went solo and over the years did radio work and had a long and very successful career. We're going to hear him with a lovely Irving Berlin number from 1955 called How Deep Is the Ocean. And then we'll stay in 1955. A smaller group. I don't know, we haven't heard from these guys for a while. The trumpet player in the group is Harry Sweets Edison. I know we haven't heard from him for a while. The drummer is Buddy Rich, who we have heard from quite recently. Also in the group was Jimmy Rolls on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, and John Simmons on bass. The album is called Complete 1955 Hollywood Recordings. The artists on the album are Buddy Rich and Harry Sweets Edison, and that's what we'll hear this morning. The tune, I know you've heard this one before, it's called Nice Work If You Can Get It, written, of course, by George and Ira Gershwin. And we'll start with Bunny Berrigan, Midge Williams, and Frank Freiba and his swing band, It All Begins and Ends With You.
It all begins and ends with you, sweet. How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? Oh, how deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Thank you.
from 1955. Buddy Rich and Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. Bring us nice work if you can get it. A lovely tune written by George and Ira Gershwin, and that was recorded in Hollywood in 1955. Buddy Rich and Harry Sweets Edison and Friends. And before that, we heard from Dick Hames, also from 1955, with the Irving Berlin tune, How Deep is the Ocean? And we started out in 1936, the trumpet of Bunny Berrigan, the voice of Midge Williams, and the band led by Frank Freiber with the song It All Begins and Ends With You. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we're listening to a bit of a mix of singers and small groups and big bands from the mid-1930s through to the mid-1950s. So recordings from long ago, but in another way they are absolutely eternal. They sound as good today as when they were recorded, and it's such a delight for me to be able to share these with you every Sunday morning on I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're going to go now to 1944, to the Capitol label, which was just starting out at that time. Set up in 1942 by Johnny Mercer, the great entrepreneur, songwriter and singer. And we'll hear from a group called the Capitol Jazzmen. Looks from the lineup that it was formed out of the Bob Crosby Bobcats, who'd been around in the late 30s and early 40s. Shorty Sherrock on trumpet, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Les Robinson on alto sax, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Dan Reitzman on piano. And the rhythm section is Nappy Lamar, Hank Wayland, and Nick Fatool. They're going to bring us a number written by Benjamin Franklin and John Spikes called Someday, Sweetheart. Then we'll go back 6 years to 1938, and we'll cross the channel, or we'll cross the ocean, actually, to Britain. And we'll listen to a young vocalist who was getting going at that time, Denny Dennis. He had a very rich baritone, and he was often referred to as the British Bing Crosby. And I think there are some similarities if you listen closely. Anyway, he was very popular, and we're going to hear him from 1938. With a song written by Duke Ellington and Henry Nemo called I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. And then we'll go back to 1934 to a band led by Chick Webb, one of the great drummers in the swing era and the jazz scene. And he's going to bring us, with his orchestra, a number written by Andy Razzaf and Edgar Simpson called Stomping at the Savoy. And that'll be Chick Webb and his orchestra from 1934. And we'll start in 1944 with the Capitol Jazzmen and Someday, Sweetheart.
let a song go out of my heart. It was the sweetest melody. I know I lost heaven, 'cause you were the song. Since you and I have drifted apart, life doesn't mean a thing to me. Please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late to make amends? You know that we were meant to be more than just friends, just friends. I let her song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I want no sweet music until you return someday.
And you've just been listening to Chick Webb and his orchestra from 1934. The number made famous by the Benny Goodman Quartet, Stomping at the Savoy. And it was written by Goodman, Edgar Sampson, and Andy Razaf. And Chick Webb brought it to us this morning with his orchestra. So his leadership of his orchestra was fairly short-lived, unfortunately, because Chick died in 1936. And a young singer who'd been with the band for a while took over, and that was Ella Fitzgerald. And she was the front person for the band for several years. So we heard Stomping at the Savoy, as I said, from the Chick Webb Orchestra. Before that, British singer Denny Dennis in 1938. He brought us I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, which is a Duke Ellington number. The orchestra was led by Roy Fox, one of several Americans who made their musical career home in the UK during the 20s and 30s. And we started out with a group called the Capital Jazzmen, from 1944, and the song Someday, Sweetheart.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
Ontario, you're making a difference to keep people safe from COVID-19, and we all need to continue our efforts to protect each other. Get tested if you're worried you may have COVID-19 or have been exposed to the virus. Practice physical distancing, stay 2 meters apart, wear a face covering when physical distancing is a challenge, and continue to wash hands frequently. Inside or out, stay safe. Save lives. Learn more at ontario.ca/coronavirus, paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Prism on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Your hosts Britt and Mama Shu explore a spectrum of weird, local, punk, experimental, and miscellaneous tunes because we like music and you probably do too.
Prism, live from Ottawa, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Don't touch me.
Tune in to CHUO 89.1 FM every day from 1 to 3. And here, everything from and to this.
But I know nothing.
And also,
and the dude's like, buddy,
wait a minute, this, how is this on radio?
Only on CHUO's Radioactive.
They're the best.
Tell me about it.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, we're going to carry on, and our next numbers are from the 1940s and the 1950s. We have another instrumental coming up just now, recorded in 1946 for the Keynote label, one of the great independent labels around at the time. And over the 3 years that the Keynote was recording jazz, many, many of the great jazz artists of the time passed through its studios, including Clyde Hurley and friends. Clyde, of course, is a very fine trumpeter. Murray McEachran on alto sax and Babe Rusin on tenor sax. Tommy Todd is on piano and Dave Barber on guitar. Arnie Bernstein on bass and Nick Fatool joins us again on drums. They're going to bring us a number written by Johnny Green and Edward Heyman called Out of Nowhere. And then we'll hear from another crooner from the 1950s, in fact, 1953. And, you know, I'm ashamed to admit, I can't remember the last time I played this guy on I've Heard That Song Before, but we'll make up for it today. Dean Martin, one of the group that hung around with Frank Sinatra. We have Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, and Frank Sinatra and others. And Dean was pretty laid back, but he had a fine voice. And a very nice style. We're going to hear him with one of his most famous recordings, and it's taken from the movie, The Caddy. I guess it's something to do with a golf course. The orchestra is led by Dick Stabile, and Harry Warren and Jack Brooks wrote the song called That's Amore. And then we go back to 1949 to the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, immensely popular in the 1940s. A nice, smooth sound, and he had some very fine vocalists with him, too. Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberle were with the band in the early 40s, and in the late 40s, Claire Hogan and Larry Noble took over from them, and we'll hear from Larry and Claire this morning. A Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh number called Don't Blame Me. Three numbers, and we will start with Clyde Hurley and Out of Nowhere.
Much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Like you've had too much wine, that's amore. amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella,
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay,
like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella, when the stars make you drool just like pasta. Amore.
Dance amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. But you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore,
amore,
that's amore.
Was the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra from 1949 with Larry Noble and Claire Hogan and Don't Blame Me. Before that, we heard, oh, it was a fun number from Dean Martin, one of his most famous recordings. That's Amore from 1953. And he was accompanied by the orchestra led by Dick Stabile. And we started out with Clyde Hurley and his friends, Clyde on trumpet, with Out of Nowhere from 1946. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. And we're coming to you from CHUO 89.1 FM on your dial. And this morning we're listening to, a mix of big bands and smaller groups and singers, and all from the mid-1930s through to the mid-1950s. Also today I've been catching up with some folks that haven't featured on the show for a while, like Dean Martin. And here's another one just coming in, and that's Charlie Barnett and his orchestra. They were very popular in the late 30s and early 40s. And Charlie was also a bit of a songwriter and an arranger. And he played a very nice alto sax and was a great fan of Duke Ellington. We're going to hear one of his recordings by his band with Charlie on alto sax from 1939. The song is written by Will Osborne and Dick Rogers, and it's called Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. Interesting title, and the singer, Marianne McCall, will explain to us exactly what that means. And after Marianne McCall and Charlie Barnett, we'll hear from another female singer with the big bands, and that's Kitty Callan. She'd started out, I believe, with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, and then moved on to work with the Harry James Orchestra at the end of 1943, where she replaced another singer that we hear on, I've heard that song before, called Helen Forrest. Well, Kitty stayed with Harry James for a couple of years, and they made lots of wonderful recordings together. We're going to hear them with a number recorded in 1945, written by the songwriting team of Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. The song, I always associate this with Frank Sinatra because I guess I heard his recording of it first. The song is called Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. I think you'll agree that Kitty does a fine job of it as well. And she's accompanied by the Harry James Orchestra. And we'll start with Charlie Barnett and Marianne McCall between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
An eating place, drinking place of great renown. Ooh, wow. Ooh, wow. There is a rib joint where the folks all meet every morning for to drink and eat. It's not so high glass, but it can't be beat between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. You hear piano played by Stacy Trent. He is a famous boogie-woogie gent. You ought to stop there if your pleasure bent between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. Come along some night if you're feeling right. Wear a cloud for a hat. You'll have a reservation for some daybreak syncopation. That's where the hoity-toi meet the hoi-polloi. The man that owns it is Sylvester Brown. His girlfriend Bessie wears a rhinestone gown. It's on the south side at the edge of the town between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. Chestnut Street.
sunny weather, I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy. Must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, where is he? Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Forget about him. I gave that treatment a try. Strangely enough, I got along without him. Then one day he passed me right by. Oh well, I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Little teardrops, little teardrops filled with dreams.
Kitty Gallen with Harry James and Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry from 1945. Now, before that, we heard Charlie Barnett and his orchestra with Marianne McCall from 1939 with Between 18th and 19th Street. Sorry, between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. You've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you'll be able to join me again next week for more music from this time of wonderful song. Please stay with us right now, because Randy's going to be joining you in about 5 minutes with some marvelous jazz this afternoon. And we'll end today with one of the great songs of all time, the St. Louis Blues from W.C. Handy, 1944, a Commodore recording from Miff Mole and his Nixieland Band. Bobby Hackett, trumpet, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, Miff Mole, trombone, Ernie Casiris, baritone sax, Eddie Condon, guitar, Gene Schroeder, piano, Bob Casey, bass, and Joe Grosser on drums.